In depth now on something we'll all be doing at some point this week, at least you better, setting your clocks back 1 hour. Daylight savings time is a controversial issue with lawmakers across the country discussing ways to end it.
Here in Utah, there was a resolution that passed overwhelmingly earlier this year, but nothing happened after that. That bill was sponsored by Provo Representative Marsha Judkins, who joins us now on the KSL Newsline. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning.
What did your resolution try to accomplish?
So what it did is it just tried to increase the awareness and kind of what was happening at the federal level for daylight saving time, and also kind of to just try to get something through about daylight saving time through the legislature, since nothing has even gotten out of committee prior to this.
All right, we're asking KSL radio listeners this morning, what do you think about daylight savings time? The clocks have to go back 1 hour early Sunday morning, and some people are not on board with doing it, doing this, year after year.
From the KSL comment line at 575-7668.
Would love to be on standard time and stay on it forever. I'm sick of the switch, and I prefer just regular time, both spring and fall.
Do you know that there are tens of thousands of kids that have to wake up in the dark, but you want the people to get some more daylight time in the evening? Think about the kids that have to get up in the dark.
Please stay on one or the other, either standard or daylight.
We're going to set our clocks back 1 hour this weekend to mark the end of daylight savings time, but it is time to end, or is it time, I guess, to end this practice for good?
Utah Representative Rob Bishop has previously tried to let states decide whether to follow daylight saving time, and he joins us now live on the KSL Newsline. Good morning to you, Congressman.
Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
I think a lot of people would be surprised to learn that it's something states have to ask the federal government permission to do.
Unfortunately, yes, and that's one of the reasons why we're trying to get some legislation to allow states to choose for themselves whether they stay on daylight savings all the time, regular all the time, or if they switch back and forth.
Not many things these days are bipartisan. What are some of the arguments against it, if you can share those?
Against letting states have their own choice?
Yeah.
pure arrogance of Congress that we get to make this. I don't know. I don't find a good argument in favor of the status quo.